Hello, you're listening to Robert Shepherd on English Waves, and it's time for a new series called Famous Non-Presidents. Men and women who either came very close to securing the top job, or who failed dismally when they were expected to fare much better. First up is Georges Marchais, former leader of the French Communist Party from 1972 to 1994. In order to fully appreciate his campaign to lead the French Republic in 1981, it's important to see where he came from and appreciate his meteoric rise within the Communist Party. Born on 7th June 1920 in La Huguette, Marchais started out working as a mechanic, and workers' rights were always close to his heart. In 1946, Marchais took on the role of secretary of the Union of Metal Workers in Issy-les-Moulineaux near Paris. One year later, Marchais joined the Communist Party, and his rise through the ranks was rapid. A decade on, he was a member of the General Committee, and by 1972, Marchais was the Secretary General of the Communist Party. That same year, Marchais worked closely with then-Socialist Party leader François Mitterrand and founding member of the Left Radical Movement, Robert Fabre. They devised a common political programme between the leftist parties in France, intended to combine their electoral strength. As a result, Marchais was elected to the National Assembly in March 1973, and he continued to be re-elected thereafter. By now, Marchais was a solid and highly respected member of the French political elite, and any left-leaning party with designs on power knew it needed Marchais on its side. Marchais and his Communist Party supported Mitterrand as the unsuccessful candidate of the Unified Left in the 1974 presidential elections. Still, Marchais came out of it with his reputation intact, but he knew he had to change something if he was to come even close to running France. Then in 1977, the Communist Social Alliance split, and Marchais ditched his moderate Marxist stance and adopted what was perceived to be a more controversial pro-Soviet hardline policy. He even supported the Soviet Union invading Afghanistan in 1979, and criticised the Socialist Party for its right-wing drift. The problem for Marchais was his attempt to restore the communists to their former dominance of the left by a more orthodox and dogmatic communist stance alienated colleagues and voters, driving them to the socialist camp instead. He went from a popular alternative to the status quo to someone too many couldn't relate to, a realist turned idealist. In a nutshell, Marchais made too many enemies, and this was reflected when his big moment arrived, the first round of the presidential election in April 1981. Marchais ran against, among others, Mitterrand, but dropped out after the first round, having polled only 15.3% of the vote. It was the worst showing for a communist presidential candidate since 1935. Thereafter, he endorsed Mitterrand, who won the second round and, eventually, the presidency. However, the new president did the unexpected and invited the Communist Party into his first government. The move was highly controversial at the time, but the communists were restricted to the role of junior partners, and instead of flourishing in government, support eroded. The communists left the cabinet in 1984. Support for the Communist Party only waned in subsequent years, and so Marchais retired as first secretary of the Communist Party in January 1994. He died in 1997 at the age of 77. Georges Marchais was renowned for his animated mannerisms, a man who was for the people, but wasn't afraid to upset them along the way. Stay tuned to English Waves.